oil prices surge as Red Sea conflict escalates, threatening more inflation. By John Carney on January 12, 2024. Oil prices moved higher by as much 4% on Friday after the US and UK bombarded Iran-backed Houthi rebels with missile strikes in retaliation for attacks on ships in the Red Sea. The price of Brent crude, the global benchmark, spiked above $80 a barrel to its highest price of the year, before retreating to around $79 by mid-morning in New York. At 10:30 a.m., Brent was up by around 2%. The price of West Texas Intermediate crude, the U.S. benchmark, rose above $75 a barrel. By mid-morning, the price was up by around 1.9% to $73.35. Natural gas prices also rose sharply. By mid-morning, the price of natural gas was up 4.7% after an initial rise of nearly 8%. AFP reports. The oil market was in sharp focus as U.S. and British forces struck rebel-held Yemen on Friday after weeks of attacks on Red Sea shipping by the Iran-backed Houthis, who say they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians in war-ravaged Gaza. The fear in the oil market is that the region is on an unpredictable escalating path, where at some point down the road supply of oil will indeed in the end be lost, noted Bjorn Schieldrop, chief commodities analyst at Sedbank. He noted that if the Allied attacks were unsuccessful in destroying Houthi weapons, and oil tankers need to go around Africa, then up to 80 million barrels will be locked in transit, sending prices up as much as $5 to 10 per barrel. The Houthis have carried out a growing number of strikes on vessels in the Red Sea, a key international shipping route, since the Gaza war erupted in October. The attacks have affected trade flows at a time when supply strains are putting upward pressure on inflation globally. After rising more than 4%, with Brent crude rising above $80 per barrel, oil prices pared gains. The jump in oil prices sparked concerns about a fresh spike in inflation that could complicate central bank efforts to cut interest rates. The fall in energy prices in December drove down the producer price index for the month, the Department of Labor said Monday. The index tracking so-called final demand goods declined 0.4% from a month earlier. Nearly 60% of that decrease can be traced to a 1.2% fall in energy prices. A sustained rise in energy prices from the Red Sea conflict could mean an increase in producer price inflation in January.